This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks. Farmers trying to catch up, not really playing catch up just yet, but hoping to get into the field to plant. Will they be able to?
Well, they'll be able to at some point. The big question, of course, is exactly when. As we move forward here over the next 2 days or so, a couple of showers and thunderstorms will affect a majority of the Corn Belt, and unfortunately for Illinois and Indiana farmers, they're in the firing zone both times. So there is going to be a little bit more in the way of rainfall here through tomorrow or tomorrow night, and then after that, it turns unseasonably cool for about 5 days. But the larger concern is not so much with what happens through the weekend, it's what happens right after that. We can see that a very sharp north-south temperature gradient is going to set up across the Corn Belt, and that's going to allow one or two big systems to roll through the southern half of the U.S., especially between Monday and Friday of next week. So there are going to be a number of significant rains coming up to the south of Interstate 80, especially as you move into the Delta. So Illinois, while certainly in the firing range for multiple rain events, best chances are a little bit further to the south, but we're fairly comfortable forecasting 1 to 3 inches of rain along and south of Interstate 80 over the next 10 days, or excuse me, over the next 1 week.
We've talked oftentimes, Mike, about the El Nino and its waning effect, the fact that it probably will bring us warmer temperatures. Is there any other data that suggests the summer, and it looks cool right now, at least for the next week or so, that the summer can be very warm?
Well, there certainly are a lot of interesting statistics that point in that direction. And one thing we should point out that we didn't mention about the upcoming forecast is that there are a number of signs that it's going to turn a lot warmer starting next weekend and then going forward into the end of May. So even though it will be very cool over the next 5 to 7 days, don't get too caught up thinking it's going to stay that way, because it will be a lot warmer later on this month. There's just a number of indicators that shows that a big system will develop in the Pacific Northwest, and that'll send temperatures soaring across the Corn Belt. We should see high temperatures in the 80s with lows in the 60s for a multi-day period, starting, let's say, around Sunday of next week, 10 days from now. So that's just kind of part number one. But part number two isn't related to El Nino or La Nina. And we would argue that this is more important than the El Nino or La Nina. If you look at temperatures beginning in the fall and lasting through the winter across the Corn Belt, we just had the fourth warmest in the last 121 years. So it was very warm in the autumn and winter. The reason that's important is because if you start looking at what happens the following summer, there's a very strong correlation between the following summer ending up hotter than normal. If you look at June, 75% that followed these warm autumn-winter periods were warmer than normal. 83% of July's, 54% of August, which is about normal, actually. Around half should be warmer than normal. So there's a lot of precedent here for this real warm period that we had earlier to essentially show up starting anytime in June and July and possibly in August, but definitely centered earlier, June and July. So that's why when we see this pattern coming up next week, or next weekend, I should say, you know, this sets off a little bit of concern for us, because we say, well, we know there's historical precedent for June to suddenly turn much warmer and then for that to possibly last through July. You see a much warmer pattern at the end of May. You're only 1 week prior to June. So that's something to watch for sure.
And finally, we probably should check in on the corn crop in South America again. They have been operating under what would have been considered drought conditions early on. However, they move into really dry conditions the deeper they go into the calendar year. How much of that crop is in trouble?
Well, there's no question that there is a serious problem across the northern 50% of winter corn production in Brazil. This area essentially hasn't seen very much in the way of rainfall since late March, and it's not going to rain again. We don't think there'll be much in the way of rainfall for at least 2 weeks, and more than likely a lot longer than that, because as you mentioned, the dry season begins in earnest by June 1st. So if you're going to see rain, it's going to happen now or earlier than now. As we go forward, it's very normal for them not to have much in the way of rainfall. They just basically had bad luck. They had a dry April, they had a dry first half to May, and now the climate supports dry weather going forward, and this corn needs rain. It's not going to get it. And now it's just a matter of, you know, how big are these losses going to be, and were they accounted for by the USDA in the report a couple days ago?
Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Mike Denura is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois, and joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.